This is Tina Douglas, and you're listening to the Liam Photography Podcast with your host, my husband, Liam Douglas. Enjoy!
Greetings, everybody. You're listening to the Liam Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Liam Douglas, and this is episode 397 for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. And in today's episode, final photos captured before tragedy strikes and a wildfire super bloom in Death Valley. In the final moments before tragedy struck, these were the last photos that were taken. Tragedy often strikes when least expected, and sometimes only a single poignant photograph captured the final moment before a person or person's life, unbeknownst to them, was changed forever. These images capture the very last moments before disaster. Some of these photographs are well known, while some of these pictures have rarely been shared. But all of these photographs have a sad tale. First up, deadly bear attack. A hiker took this photo of a giant black bear on his cell phone moments before it chased and mauled him to death. Darsh Patel was hiking with four friends in New Jersey in 2014 and used his cell phone to take this photo of the bear in the woods before it killed him. The phone was later found in the woods with a bite mark through it. Patel's final photo shows the 300-pound bear moving towards before fatally mauling him in what the police said was a very rare accident. And you'll be able to see all of these photos in today's show notes. Final photo before a car bomb. This photograph was taken shortly before the Omagh car bombing in the town of Omagh in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland, on the 15th of August, 1998. In the image, a man and child who were visiting from Spain unwittingly took a photo right next to the red Vauxhall Cavalier car that contained the bomb. The bombing killed 29 people and injured about 220 others, making it the deadliest incident of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The camera with the photograph was found in the rubble after the explosion. The man and child in the picture both survived the bombing. However, the photographer sadly did not survive the explosion. Last known photograph of the Titanic. This image is believed to be the last known photograph of the RMS Titanic on her doomed maiden voyage. The photo was taken on 11th of April 1912, just after Titanic departed Queenstown with an estimated 2,224 passengers and crew aboard as the vessel embarked on her final journey. About 1,500 people died on the Titanic after it collided with an iceberg and sank, making it the deadliest sinking of a single ship up to that time. Photographer unknowingly captures last moments of Titan submarine. The Titan continues to capture people's imagination over a century later. On June 6, 2023, five passengers began their deep dive expedition to visit the Titanic wreckage aboard Titan, a tourist submersible operated by OceanGate Inc., paying $250,000 each for the once-in-a-lifetime trip. However, the tourist submersible imploded on the deep dive to the wreckage, killing all five passengers. While not strictly a still image, a videographer and photographer, Abby Jackson, unknowingly captured the last moments before the Titan began its doomed voyage in a selfie that she posted to TikTok. Talk about crazy timing. Wow. The last known photo of the last Tsarevich of Russia before his murder. This was the final photo taken of 13-year-old Alexei Nikolaevich, the last Tsarevich, or heir apparent to the throne of the Russian Empire, before he was murdered along with the rest of the Russian Imperial Romanov family. The image shows Alexei and his sister Olga aboard the steamship Rus that took them to Yekaterinburg in the Russian Soviet Republic in May 1918, where they would be imprisoned. 3 months later, on June 17, 1918, Alexei and Olga were both killed by Bolshevik secret police in a cellar room along with their parents and three other siblings. The last known photo before doomed MH17 flight. Dave Haley took this last photo of his wife Kim and their four-year-old daughter before they took off for their dream vacation aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, also known as MH17. Shortly afterward, the passenger airliner crashed and burned in eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014, killing 298 people on board, including the Haley family. The final selfie adventurer Christopher McCandless took. In April 1992, American adventurer Christopher McCandless hiked into the Alaskan wilderness with little food and equipment and spent the summer living in a bus. McCandless, whose life was immortalized in the 2007 film Into the Wild, was found dead inside the bus almost 4 months later in August. A camera with undeveloped film was found next to McCandless's remains after his death. On the roll of film was a final photo that he had taken of himself with a note in his hand. The note reads, quote, I have had a happy life and thank the Lord. Goodbye and may God bless you all. A man captures a killer aiming gun at him. This is the chilling moment a politician inadvertently photographed his assassin in a family portrait seconds before he pulled the trigger. Reynaldo Dagza, a counselor in Manila in the Philippines, was killed in front of his family moments after he pressed the shutter while taking the New Year's Day portrait. As his daughter, wife, and mother-in-law stand smiling outside their home, the killer, Michael Gonzalez, can be seen taking aim at Dagza behind the group. Dagza was a law enforcement counselor who had previously helped get his assassin, Gonzalez, jailed for car theft. A man waits to be saved. This daguerreotype image taken in July 1853 shows Joseph Avery, the sole survivor of a boat crash, clinging onto a log in the Niagara River in New York, waiting to be saved. Shortly before, Avery and two other men boating in the Niagara River were overwhelmed by the river's strong current, lost control of their boat, and crashed into a rock. The current carried the two men immediately over the falls to their death. However, Avery survived and clung onto a log jam between two rocks as he waited to be saved. Avery remained there for 18 hours. When the rescue boat came, it capsized just as he boarded it, ultimately ending Avery's life. The image not only captures the final moments before Avery's life ended, but is an early example of a news photograph. Man, that would definitely not be good. Survive 18 hours after your initial boat wreck and then die on the rescue boat. Definitely not good. A photo taken 5 minutes before an assassination that led to a world war. This image was taken 5 minutes before the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. His assassin was the most immediate cause of World War I. Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were both assassinated on June 28, 1914 in Sarajevo, Bosnia. The incident triggered a series of events that eventually led to Austria-Hungary's allies and Serbia's allies declaring war on each other 4 weeks after his death, which started World War I. The last photo before the Challenger disaster. This is the last known photo of the Space Shuttle Challenger crew boarding the ill-fated space shuttle on January 28, 1986. Tragedy would strike 73 seconds into flight after the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart, killing all seven crew members aboard. The crew consisted of five NASA astronauts, one payload specialist, and a civilian school teacher. The last photo before a horrific plane crash. On September 25, 1978, the Pacific Southwest Airlines Flight 182 collided with a Cessna 172 aircraft. This photograph shows the Pacific Southwest airline flight seconds after the collision and shortly before it crashed, tragically taking the lives of 144 people, including passengers on board and public on the ground. At the time, it was the deadliest air crash to occur in the United States. Now, I didn't want you to think that I was only doing gloom and doom today. I do also have a feel-good story for you, but I just thought that this made for an interesting news story to share on today's show, because a lot of people don't realize that you just never know when you're out with your camera what you might capture, and it could be the last photograph of someone before tragedy strikes. So always keep that in mind in the back of your head. And not to be negative, you know, just sharing some information there and giving you something to think about. Wildflower super bloom in Death Valley. A photographer has captured spectacular photos of a rare wildflower super bloom covering the hottest and driest place on Earth, Death Valley in California. Elliot McGuckin tells Petapixel he was amazed at how many yellow flowers or desert gold were gracing the fields of Death Valley National Park when he visited on March 19th. Quote, "When I entered into the park, the flowers grew even more dense, and I spent the day enjoying their magnificent fragrance while delighting in all sorts of photographic compositions in every direction," McGuckin says. From the desert dunes to the sandy, rocky terrain, the photographs captured the essence of Death Valley while paying homage to the most ephemeral and rare player in the scene, the desert gold wildflowers. The photographer says that a super bloom such as the one now is a once-in-a-decade event, with the last one coming in 2016. And Death Valley is the hottest and driest place on Earth, adds McGuckin. The flowers can wither and disappear in just a couple of sunny and windy days as the temperatures climb. McGuckin says that the wildflower super bloom is down to the increased rain Death Valley received in 2023 and 2024. Earth Sky reports that Death Valley typically gets about 2 inches of rain per year, but in the past 6 months, there has been double that amount, with the remnants of Hurricane Hillary delivering 2.2 inches of water in August 2023, and an atmospheric river hailed another 1.5 inches in February 2024. At the beginning of March, Petapixel reported on the impending super bloom in California. It's the second year in a row that there has been a colorful bloom on the West Coast. Death Valley National Park put out a press release saying that dense concentrations of bright wildflowers have blanketed parts of the park, such as Panamint Valley. However, it said that the super bloom wasn't expected throughout all of Death Valley. The Park Service also reminded visitors to stay on designated paths and trails while urging tourists not to pick any flowers, as removing them means fewer seeds and fewer future blooms to enjoy next year.
Remember to check out the Liam Photography Podcast Facebook group. It is a private group, and you must answer a security question to join, which is the name of the host of the show, myself, Liam. And I've also opened it up to allow you to give the name of a previous guest on the show to show that you are a listener. Once you are in the group, you are free to post your own original work. I'm also the admin of the Fujifilm GFX 50R group, which is the largest group for the 50R on Facebook. If you own or plan to own the 50R, you can request to join that group, but you do have to answer 2 security questions to join that group. You can find my work at liamphotography.net and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at liamphotoATL. If you like abandoned buildings and history, you can find my projects at forgottenpiecesofgeorgia.com and forgottenpiecesofpennsylvania.com.
All right, now that's going to wrap up episode 397 of the Liam Photography Podcast. I apologize, I know it's a little bit of a short episode this week, but we've just got a ton of stuff going on with our impending trip this Saturday to the Northeast for a month. So I apologize that this one's a little bit short. I've also been putting in extra time this week in my day job, so I didn't have as much time to work on a longer episode. But never fear, like I said, as we're spending our time up north, I do have a second podcasting station, a very, very compact and portable one that works very well, that I'll be taking with me. So I'll still be doing episodes while we are up north, as well as continuing to shoot weekly YouTube videos. Now, I wanted to remind all of my listeners, if you're not already a subscriber, why not? doesn't cost you anything and only takes a second of your time to hit that subscribe button. So do it now, please, so you don't miss any of the future episodes of the Liam Photography Podcast. And also share the show out on social media and elsewhere, and encourage your family and friends to subscribe and give it a listen. Also, remember to stop by the Liam Photography YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel, and turn on all notifications so you can see each of my new videos as they come out each week. I will be doing a considerable amount of filming with my new cameras, the action cameras and DJI Osmo Pocket 3 and so on and so forth while we're up there. So you're definitely not going to want to miss any of that content. And I will see you all again next Thursday. Thank you again for listening.